I really didn't feel unusual. I didn't feel like I was an extraordinary child. I didn't feel like I was special. But you know, Ken, hitchhiking on what you said just a moment ago, as you described that, I was thinking, my gosh, wouldn't it be awful to walk up to somebody and think that they can see and hear, think, know everything that you're seeing or saying or everything you've ever done? That's a little bit unsettling, isn't it?
I would think so.
Yeah. And you know, that's one of the things that people very often bring to my attention, and they're very concerned that perhaps they don't want to meet me because they think I'll know more than I should. But it really doesn't work that way. And I wouldn't want anyone to feel uncomfortable in thinking that all of their secrets are known to me. Unless it's necessary, that usually doesn't happen that way. So it's sort of like if you had a friend that was a designer and you invited them to your house and you think, oh my God, they'll tear my house apart and tell me all of the things that are wrong. So you don't invite that friend over. Well, you just have to kind of get above and beyond that, because unless it's important for me to know, those things will not be revealed to me.
And I suspect that unless people ask for you to have these things revealed to you, does it also work that way?
You're right. Exactly right. And it's a very good point to make. It's sort of like the Privacy Act works in spirit, works in physical, in both ways. I don't usually go into those places with people unless I'm invited in. Now, there are exceptions to every rule, in that sometimes I do see and hear things that perhaps they didn't invite me to see and hear, but there may be a warning or a greeting or dangerous. There may be some very strong, very specific reason for me to know something. Then I have to have a little bit of advice from the other side that will indicate whether or not it's something that I should be sharing with them.
Already we're starting to hear some complexity. When you're growing up, were you on your own with these gifts, or did you have someone to interpret all these things you were exposed to?
Well, I was on my own, and I was not. So it's a yes and no. And you're going to hear me say yes and no to a lot of these questions, but I hope that you'll help me stay on my toes with this and validate and confirm everything that I'm saying to you. Yes, I was on my own in that the parents of this physical life did not have a gift, did not know that I was gifted in this way, could not interpret it, could not share it with me, could not educate, and could not teach me about it. I was very much alone in that regard. Was I truly alone? No, I was never alone, because I had two little guardian angels that were in spirit with me as a child. And I just assumed that everyone could see their own little spirits, because I could see the spirits around everyone else. So I just assumed everyone else could. And it was not until I was about 9 years old that I really discovered that they couldn't see what I could see. So yes, I was alone, and no, I was not alone.
Are you a psychic? Is there some better description of yourself?
That's a good question. And you know, of all of the words that relate to people that have gifts, that's probably the one that I dislike the most. And that's mostly because of the negative connotations that have been associated with it because of things that are happening in today's world. You know, you see a lot of the 1-800 and the 1-900 numbers. And I think that people that have a real genuine gift get a bad rap in a lot of ways, because there are charlatans in that field, just like there are in all walks of life. So if you think of being psychic in the classic sense, yes, I am psychic. And no, I don't like the word. I don't like to be called a psychic. I am a gifted person. I have an extremely unique gift, a gift that was with me the moment that I was born. And I never really considered myself to be psychic. While that's part of it, it's just simply not a word I like to use.
Well, having these gifts, doesn't it make life a lot easier for you? Can't you more easily get what you need materially?
Oh, you mean can I get the winning lotto numbers for myself?
You don't have them yet?
No, I don't have them yet. No, that would be cheating, wouldn't it? Strangely enough, Ken, when I have a gift such as this, it allows me to see and know and feel for almost all of mankind, but not for myself. And let me explain this a little bit. I'm here to learn and to grow, just like everyone. And we're going to expand on that a lot more as we go further into the tapes. But I'm here to learn and to grow and to experience just like everyone. If I had all of the answers, do you think I would work as hard? I wouldn't. Would you?
No.
So no, I don't have all of the answers, and no, it has not been a cutting edge for me. In fact, my life has been very full of struggles and challenges of every kind. I think part of the reason for that is that I have to work with so many people at so many levels. If I did not know from firsthand, how could I possibly understand the hurt and the pain and the disappointment and the challenges of this life that everyone goes through?